regular meeting for March the 14th, 2016 will come to order. Please turn off our signs, electronic devices. Mr. Neesele, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bouchard?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Neesele?
Here.
Kanye Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. The meeting minutes for February 8th, 2016 are in your package. Are there any corrections or motion? Move by Ms. Bouchard. Second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committees, consider installing check valve for Jim Gidry here yet? He may not be coming. If this had happened when I was here, we'd have it did the end already, so.
Yeah.
I'm not tired about it. He had never told anybody that he had a problem up till then, so we can take care of it. I mean, if y'all want to vote, we can.
Move we install.
I second.
Move by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Neesele. Any discussion with council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Kim, would you step out of the room, please?
The only way I'm gonna take that job, if you double my pay, if you double my pay, I'll take it.
We'll do a budget adjustment later on in the year. Right now, you have a commitment from us. Red point Kim Lemoine to the planning zoning seat. I would never have released this information. Move by Ms. Bouchard. Second by Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any serious discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you may. Oh, did we mention that it's a 10-year appointment instead of 7? Oh, we'll tell you that. Okay, consider a variance from Mark Cooper, 382 Rue Mill Drive, non-compliant section 19-6, servitude encroachment to build a dog enclosure. That's the sketch up there. Basically, he's a deputy. He built the thing without knowing, and we just told him.
It's already built, huh?
Yeah. He put the slab in. None of the neighbors mind. I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
And I assume the planning commission approved it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Any comments? Any? Do you hear a motion?
I will.
Move Mr. Rhodes, second by Mr. Neesele. Any comments? Any discussion from the council? Okay, whoever y'all want, just pick out who you want. Just tell Debbie. I won't know the difference anyway, so. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider variance request, West Side Medical Clinic, 402 North Vaughan Street, non-compliance 188, Off Street Parking to allow for parking along the street. Again, I think it's approved by the planning commission with that.
We discussed it last week.
Yes, we talked about it.
Okay.
I move.
Move Mr. Neesele?
Second.
Okay, y'all tell me which one's second. Joanne, okay. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. That was tough. All right. Anything finance committee I'm not aware of?
I go back to work.
Personnel committee I'm not aware of. Recreation committee I'm not aware of. Police committee, consider purchasing 6 L3 cameras and software. Pete?
Just kind of, I was trying to show everybody what we had last time. We didn't want to put it on that photo. Yeah, we're looking to. Yeah.
I found this in email, give it more information, too. I appreciate it.
So I wasn't here last week. I'm sorry for that. Oh, sorry. So we're not gonna order them until next month?
We're just looking at maybe next month, or just a good bit of money. Let everybody kind of mull over.
Money is not our problem right now. I mean, if the equipment does what the sales pitch said when you and I were listening to the guy.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
Obviously, they were buying them right now. I don't know if they'll pay for them somebody. I wasn't here, and it's not fair for me to bring that up.
That's both body cameras and dash cameras.
I don't care what they are. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole lot better system. It's just a lot, I didn't even come rushing here and ask y'all $7,000 for this, but I will.
What does it do?
Would it be okay if I asked?
You can. It's a new generation body cameras, and it's got the in-car cameras, and it kind of links the whole thing together. Right now, the ones we have, you have to take them off and download them, and it has a lot of problems with it. It works, but it's hard, really hard to use them.
It also said they can get different views, too, right?
Yeah, you can get two views whenever you, like, you pull somebody over, the car, constant car, 24 hours a day, it picks, you go back and tell it what you want to save and stuff. So when you do activate it, your body camera's on the screen along with the car camera, so you can hear yourself talking to the people, so you've really got two cameras watching the whole scene. Instead of just this one little view like this, it really gives you a bad picture. Most of the time, you see the officer's hands, and if somebody, if the person's sharp enough, it'll catch them, but usually it's the middle of the body, it's...
But it also has more readers on the front that you can read.
Yeah, it is. That license plate reader he had was, put the extra money, wasn't gonna do what we needed to yet.
Okay.
They still, the state database, doing what we were supposed to do, is really not set up yet. But it's something you could add on at a later date. This is like a fancy computer that goes in the car, too. It's not just a camera and reader thing. We just finished finally getting this firewall thing patched up, and so everybody can do it. Everything you do in the office, they can do it in the car now. So this comes with a computer also that does the whole thing. It's a real fancy industrial strength computer that stays in the car.
So it's $71,000 and six cars, that's like 11, 12, two cars, 12 each.
It's a really good thing.
Is there an annual service charge?
No, I'm saying, you buy everything and keep it. Yeah, they come out and install it, so they don't have to touch anything with the camera, just wear it. It's a cradle in the car and charges it. When they pull in the office to do something, it automatically downloads out the car to the office without touching anything. There's some little receivers that go in the parking lot in front and back, and they just pull in and it does the whole works for them. They don't have to touch it at all. It's really, and that's also a server, $7,500, that's a server that will keep all that information on it. It's a turnkey job, real nice, you know.
Where is this company? Is it state or...
It's nationwide.
But I thought it was in Texas.
I think it might be out of Texas.
Whatever.
They done them selling things all over the world.
Was that wrong, but weren't we testing this or something? Weren't you kind of looking at it this week?
Yeah, well, we tried it about 2 months ago.
Oh, you did?
Well, we used their computer with the license plate reader. We're really trying to see if we can get the license plate readers or check people's cars without us manually doing it. But the state, a couple of years out on that.
So what we really buying, and all these nice bells and whistles, what we really buying is an accurate taping of every stop of everything we do.
Going down...
As a defense against, or in case one of the officers goes crazy, that's good, too. But as a defense, if anybody comes forward and says, hey, this happened, that happened, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, that's the thing that appeals to me the most, is because I'm, you know, I listen to people's stories all the time about tickets and all. And, you know, any idiot can come down the road and start accusing officers of harassing them or doing any kind of thing. And we really in a he said, she said situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, in this day and time, that's more what you got to worry about than it is with anything else. And I mean, I don't think our officers are going to do that, but, you know, if somebody comes in and they really have a convincing story, it's really he said, she said, and then here we are.
Does it include insulation?
Yes, sir.
They'll come in and do all that?
Yes, sir.
Those cameras also include the 3 minute pre-event, so when you turn on your lights, it automatically records 3 minutes prior to that. So say if you're involved in an accident at a light, you flip your lights on, when you have a chance to settle down, it'll catch the accident and everything else, or a traffic violation on camera.
Yeah. You know, there was a girl in here today who pled not guilty, and she was basically ticketed, like, right in front of a middle school, and she swore up and down that she wasn't clocked until she was at the curb headed towards the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gwen turned on her little thing, and all it showed was the trees, and that wasn't a good picture at all, but still we could establish that there's no way that girl could have been clocked at that curb and made it just to St. John's, at 25 miles an hour, she'd have been in Addis almost, you know? So, I mean, having a tape or something, nobody can refute tapes. I mean, they're right there in front of you. And every time we've ever used one in court, man, it's nice. I mean, not just for the court, because it's not going to be worth the money, but the deterrent or the defense you'd have if anybody ever.
Ask a question to you, say, hey, man, I really like to get these things.
What y'all say? I don't want to come through on that. That's a lot of money. It's really worth it.
Well.
I hate asking stuff.
I know.
I really believe it.
Would you like to have?
I love that.
But the bottom line, the bottom line is, the council wants to hear whether or not you sure you need them and you want them and it's good for the department.
It really is. There's 100% win all the way around.
Okay. If you're convinced of that, I mean, don't come back 2 years from now and tell the next mayor and whoever's in the council, well, you know, we need another one because it didn't work out the way we thought.
Oh, that's the worst thing to have. 6 or 7 years easy out of this.
Okay.
What about changing out units when you switch cars?
Plus, everything stayed in the car. We can do it. It's really not all. It's just part of that fancy computer thing. It's made in console. It's really rugged, nice stuff. Right now, we're using those laptops I got from the state surplus. I got like $100 a piece. They've really been doing us good. This all works. It's all one system. It all works together.
It's all kind
of. Yeah, it really helps out.
I think you told us last week the departments near us are using these.
That's on that other little thing, American Law Enforcement Network. That's going to take place in Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So we're going to try them out in 30 days.
I'd like to recommend that we go ahead and purchase the vehicle for all.
Is that a motion?
I move.
Yes. Go ahead, make the motion to buy them now.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay, motion, Mr. Richard.
Diesel,
I'm sorry. Diesel, for a second. All right, any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
I sure appreciate it.
Thank you for the job.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, you all right. Things you need to do with it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Everybody's going to be excited.
Well, actually, this is the first time in a meeting that I've been to a meeting that he doesn't really ask him for money. Y'all get money.
Well,
yeah. And how many years?
Maybe.
You really appreciate what they do.
Yeah. I think so.
Maybe you ought to check the atmosphere around the situation then and now.
Okay.
For the last 15 years, 14.
Damn. Force him to take stuff.
Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action ordinances, there are none. Introduction of ordinance or introducing ordinance number 2, 2016, insurance bond series, 2016, which is an ordinance that Jim Ryan says we need in order to move forward with the bonds for the sewer. So, somebody introduce. Resolution accommodation, I'm not aware of any police department report.
Again. Good evening. Last month, we're going to keep the numbers down.
It's an inside joke. Go ahead.
We had 3 911 hang-up calls, 8 alarms, 5 assist other agencies, 1 hit and run, burglary, just around $150,000 in jewelry, which the woman later located in her pants in the laundry room.
So,
1 health hazard, which included a bleeding onion. A civil call, 2 fire calls, 4 miscellaneous, 2 suspicious persons, 1 damage to property, 1 theft, 5 traffic accidents, 21 traffic stops resulting in an arrest or a tow, 4 warrant arrests, 2 traffic complaints, 63 total calls with 184 citations, 226 violations, and 35 vehicles towed for no insurance. Thank you.
Any questions?
That was a new one on me, that's why I had to check it out.
Okay, correspondence, I don't have any. Here's a report. The only thing I have is that the town we visited in Laos, it's like 1,000 people in the town. I asked them if they had a police department. The way they work it is they have an election. Everybody signs up. And they start voting. And the guy who gets the most votes is the mayor. The guy who gets the second most votes is the assistant mayor. The guy who gets the third most votes is the chief of, is the security guy, the chief of police. Mm-hmm. I guess the fourth most votes is this. They go out about 7 people. So When you run for everything. So, and I said, well, how many policemen you got? He said, well, five. I said, a little town like this? He said, well, actually, it's five, but we split it up between like 10 different communities. So 10 communities have five policemen. But I don't think they have much crime over there, so I don't know why you need it. I guess in those communist countries, you really, really, really don't want to go to jail.
Cops cable rings over there.
Shit. Wait, I'm going to bring some pictures next time. I want to show you the wiring and stuff. It's like something you... If I describe it to you, there's no way you
can. Who do they pay for the oxygen channel?
Wait till you see that with how they power the televisions. It's really something. They are so far behind us, but they're so far ahead of us, it's incredible. I mean, they are happy as they can be. They work their butt off all the time. They don't even know what America is. They don't know about all these cell phones and all this other crap. They just, they have a different, I can't start talking because I'll talk an hour about different things that are just so much different from us. They're about where the United States was back in the 1880s or 90s or something like that. That's where they are. And you know they don't have a problem. It is fine with them. So
anyway. If I lived there, I'd be the fattest guy in town, right?
Oh, they ain't no two guys as big as you. They ain't got nobody fat over there. Now, as soon as we got to Saigon, which is you can't tell there's any Saigon in New York City except that the signs are in Vietnamese and English. When you get to Saigon, as soon as we got there, it's westernized like crazy. Shit, you had fat kids all over the place, man. People running around, you know, trying to make a dollar. Frantic. And you could tell, boy, it was westernized as soon as you hit the city. But,
yeah, probably. Oh, yeah.
All right, remarks of personal privilege. Anyone?
Yeah, the two markers for the churches have been erected. I want to thank Wayne and his guys for doing that. The Market Union Baptist and the Market St. John Baptist. So those are in place now.
All right. Anyone else? Okay. Announcements, leaders against litter, March 18th, 2016 at 8:30 a.m. Port Allen Railroad Depot. And Town Hall will be closed on March 25th in observance of Good Friday. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'm
Mr. Rhodes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Andre. All in favor say aye. Any comments from all in favor say aye. All in favor say aye.